Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
We have entered the city of Jerusalem this morning, the old city of Jerusalem, through the Dung Gate. The Dung Gate that we entered from is not where the original Dung Gate used to be. It used to be way down at the bottom of the hill. That's where people used to enter in the Second Temple period and walk up through the city of David, where we're going to be later on in the afternoon, and that's what would bring them up to the Temple Mount. The main gates to the Temple Mount were on the southern side of the Temple Mount. We will be there later on today. What we are looking at now is the western wall of the Temple Mount. The western wall of the Temple Mount, which is part of a retaining wall that King Herod the Great built here some 2,000 years ago when he enlarged the Temple Mount. See, the original Temple Mount that was behind that wall was smaller during the first temple period. And also during the time when the Jews returned back from the Babylonian exile and they built their second temple, it was built on the very same piece of property that Mount Moriah originally would have been. But when Herod became the king, he was the one who wanted to build for the Jews a larger temple, and therefore he needed more land. So what he did, he made a filling, you see where those trees are now? All of that area from where those trees are to this wall, he made a filling, and that's why he needed to build this retaining wall that we are looking at. So this is not part of the temple itself. That wall is not part of the temple. But why is it so important? And I even use the word sacred to the Jewish people. Ladies and gentlemen, in the year 70 AD, which is exactly 1,938 years ago, the temple that was here was destroyed by the Romans. And the only thing that was not destroyed at that time was this wall. Okay? So, for the Jews, as this was the only place that was left, this was the closest they could go from the day of the destruction of their temple to where their temple once had been. And that's what they've been doing till this day. So when the Jew comes down to this wall to pray, he is praying for the rebuilding of his temple, which is going to be where the temple had been. But in the same time, he doesn't go up to where the temple once had been. And we'll talk about that when we go up there. So this is the closest to where the Jews can go to pray for the rebuilding of their temple. And only 40 years, it's now again a place that Jews can come to. Remember, from 70 AD till 1967, this did not belong to Israel. This did not belong to the Jews. There were other people that controlled this country. So it's the first time after almost 2,000 years that we are here, so close to where our temple once had been, praying for the rebuilding of our temple. And that's why we're so excited and so glad we can do that. That's why you won't see any people coming here wailing. It's the other way around. They're coming to rejoice. They're coming to celebrate. You just have heard those people coming in. Those were Jewish people from France that are coming to celebrate their son's bar mitzvah. The son is becoming 13 years old here at this wall. By the way, a day before you came was the day we remembered the destruction of the temple, the 9th of Av. So there were more than 100,000 people here at that day, 24 hours a day, praying here at this spot in remembrance of the destroyed temple. But at the end of the prayer, they were rejoicing, saying the Hallel and dancing, because they know that sooner or later we're going to have a new temple up on the same place where the old temple had been. So this is why this place is so important to us. By the way, the name Wailing Wall was given to this wall because people watched the Jews, and whenever they saw them coming down to the wall, they noticed that they're starting to weep. Why were they weeping? They were so upset that that's all there is left of their temple. But this is not the correct name to call this wall. The correct name is the Western Wall, not the Wailing Wall. Mm-hmm. Okay? This is the correct name when you want to call this wall. So 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, you will find people here at this wall coming to pray. This is just the same prayers that we would say in our synagogues at home. Makes no difference whether you pray here or you pray in New York or in Tel Aviv. But of course, it has a lot of meaning to pray so close to the temple. So that's why we're going to let you walk down there now for a few minutes, so you can also say your prayers. You want to say something?
Yes, sir.
Yes, please.
Yes. If you want to read, really read about this, there are five chapters that in the Hebrew Bible are connected with Jeremiah, but in the Protestant English Bible are separated, called Lamentations. And you'll get somewhat of the sense of what our guide just told us. Like in the first chapter, it says, "Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by, to see all this rubble of the destruction?" But there is a little section in chapter 3 I want you to think about while you go down to the wall. Lamentations 3:22. "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." To have the new temple is not based on human performance and ability, but on the faithfulness of God. So it's amazing that you people are still alive. It's what it says. "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed." Because it looked like it was all over. So God's grace, God's mercy, God's faithfulness, you can count on that. Amen?
Amen.
All right.